This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. Photographer Arrow Ross recently returned from India with photos of the work being done by Homes of Hope India, an organization founded by Wilmington philanthropist Paul Wilkes. This is the second time Arrow has photographed Homes of Hope projects.
Just exactly a year ago, I left, and this year have been occupied by photographing there in India and then coming back and edit the show and then printing 120 photographs. So I was there 4 years ago in southern India, where Homes of Hope have some orphanage support for street girls and girls from alcoholic families. Now Paul Wilkes have built two schools in Assam in northeast India and a technical school for adult girls where they learn beautification and tailoring and fashion things. After 3 months intense course, get a diploma. And a diploma in India is worth gold because you can get a job. I took pictures of the people living in that area. To us, it might not look that impoverished, but it is, especially in education, Indian government school are almost worthless, excuse me. So that's why Paul Wilkes built schools to give some of the farm girls there an education and a chance for a better life to get out of the rural poverty circle.
120 photos documenting Arrow's recent trip to India are on display at CFCC's Wilma Daniels Gallery. I asked Arrow what was interesting about this trip to India and what observers should look for in his photos.
I've been living in these schools for 3 or 4 weeks each place, and just being there, melding in, being an observer, and sneak up on the girls and photograph, you know, when they're unaware of me, you know, trying to not pose them or anything, just try to capture their life and what they're doing and how they live, their schooling, their eating, their dancing and whatever. I hope it gives an insight in how they live. These girls are so happy, you know, because they know that they have a chance in life. They don't carry a chip on their shoulder because they know that education is the way out of the ghettos, like we call it here in America. The same for them. They are so willing and eager to learn.
I asked Arrow if he was able to foster friendships with any of the Indian girls. He said that was harder than you might expect.
They're so shy. And in India, you know, men and women are separated, and the, you know, girls call me uncle, you know, and very polite. But a woman had a better chance of getting contact, and women go there and they can talk nail polish and hair. For me, it was more difficult. You know, we talked, but not in that interview level. And I was also more busy observing, waiting for the moment where something was happening, and I captured the situation. As in photography, you are waiting for action and being there and anticipating what happened and then click it at the right moment.
That was photographer Arrow Ross. He'll be at the artist reception for his photography exhibit, Girls Thriving, the Homes of Hope Story in India, this Friday night, 6 to 9 o'clock at Wilma Daniels Gallery. Find more about the exhibit and about Homes of Hope at whqr.org.